Welcome to Out With Joe. I'm Joe Mandricotti. Out With Joe is brought to you by Cantiani Insurance, 318 Plantation Street in Worcester, now offering you pet insurance.
It's time to go Out With Joe.
Good morning and welcome to this week's edition of Out With Joe. I'm Joe Mandricotti and joining me is Amy T. And we are at the Breakfast Cafe in North Haverhill. Amy, welcome to Out With Joe. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
First of all, so it's Bradford or North Haverhill. Is it a village? How does that work?
It's Bradford. Bradford is an annex of Haverhill. People get very territorial. They're from Bradford.
Well, it's really easy to get to. We're right off the highway. Why don't you tell us where you're located?
Right off the highway, right off of 495, north or south exit, the Ward Hill exit of 48. It's like 1 mile from there. Down.
Okay, for those GPSers, what do you punch in?
695 South Main Street, Bradford.
All right. Now, it is Breakfast Cafe.
Yes.
And that is such a creative name. Sorry, yeah. I had to take a chat there.
Absolutely.
First of all, you bought your family. This is a family-run business.
Mm-hmm.
And what are your hours?
6 to 12:30-ish. I say 12:30-ish.
See how the crowd is?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's really just strictly a breakfast place.
Just breakfast, hence Breakfast Cafe.
See how that works. I get
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Now it makes more sense.
Right. So a lot of people want to come and have lunch here at the Breakfast Cafe, and I don't have it.
Yeah. Now, there was a place here when your family acquired the spot.
Yes.
And you renamed it to the aforementioned Breakfast Cafe.
You're going to keep on that, aren't you?
And, well, from what I've tasted so far, you guys are fantastic at it. And the menu, let's talk about the menu itself, because there are some things here that you're not going to find in every breakfast
no,
place.
No, you will not.
What would you say your most popular item is?
I would say the Who Hash, which is my own signature sweet potato hash with bacon, spinach, peppers, onions, a little bit of nutmeg, a little bit of...
Nutmeg, that's what, that's
a little
what
nutmeg
it was. They
are
delicious, folks. They are absolutely delicious. And so what would you consider your signature dish, though? Different than that?
I would say anything that has the cafe cream.
I was going to get to the cafe cream. So this is obviously made fresh daily at this on-premises.
Yes, it's my own creation, my own recipe. I don't tell anybody. Matter of fact, anybody that works in the kitchen doesn't know how to make it. So in case something happens, they don't go someplace else and try to recreate it.
I got to tell you, it was funny because this was part of the conversation my producer and I had having breakfast, is trying to figure out if you had one of those O2 machines that you pump the air into it, or what were you doing to it? It was very, very good. One of the items that was very good and you told me is very popular is your lasagna.
My fruit lasagna, yes.
You see, you're combining one of my favorite things, breakfast food, with the word lasagna. It's got to be a win.
Win-win, yeah.
So can we talk about what's in that? Because it does have your special secret super cream.
It has my cream on the top, and then I make my own cream filling. I won't tell you what's in that either.
Oh,
but, layered with fresh fruit and crepes.
This is a classified conversation.
For sure.
All right, okay. So, folks,
a lot of competition around here. I can't tell people.
Absolutely. You cannot let the trade secrets out.
No,
they'll
not
be
at all.
Because
that's
like
what
crazy.
Makes me special.
Absolutely. Let's talk about your customers. It was packed when we got here this morning, and it was after 10 o'clock, and still hopping in here. Are your customers, you find that they're dedicated, loyal customers, repeat once, twice a week?
I'd say we have a lot of repeat, probably 4 or 5 times a week. You know, sometimes you want to see the channel change.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
we have the regulars that, of course, we love. And it's like having
Absolutely.
Thanksgiving dinner with relatives you don't like every single
every
day.
Every single day. And you are the creative mind in the kitchen.
I'm the creative mind in the kitchen, yeah. They leave me in the kitchen because I'm probably best not to talk to customers. I don't think they're always right, and I don't have a problem telling them. They leave me in the kitchen where...
Plus, it's never a good idea to aggravate the cook.
No.
Whoever's handling your food, actually, is a good route. Yeah. Not to aggravate whoever's handling your food.
I wish more people knew that, because you can really set the pace of a day.
Do you locally source your items?
Everything is all local, and it's fresh daily, so fresh vegetables, constant, you know, doing my vegetables every single day so that you get fresh peppers, fresh mushrooms. I try to cook the way I want to eat. I don't have to worry that it's not going to be delicious.
Yeah.
You know, some places people like a nice greasy spoon diner. That's what they feel like breakfast is. It's hangover food maybe or whatever. But I try to keep it as clean as possible. You will not see a lot of grease. Because I don't want to eat like that. Try to keep portions generally a decent size, but I don't want to throw away food either.
Well, thank you so much for coming by and stopping or having us, hosting
us. I really appreciate it.
Oh, we had a fantastic time. The food was delicious. Again, folks, that is Breakfast Cafe, check it out. Don't forget to follow Out With Joe on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, as well as outwithjoe.com. Now back to Conservatively Speaking on AM 830. WCRN.
Out With Joe has been brought to you by Cantiani Insurance, now offering pet insurance. Click CantianiAgency.com.